This is episode number 2167 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, despite never-ending gossip that their marriage is kaput, Dean McDermott...
Oh, that marriage.
Dean McDermott praised wife Tori Spelling in a tribute to her and their daughters on International Women's Day.
Wow, good for him. Good for him, by golly. I think they sleep in separate beds. I think that's part of the deal. You know, they're married, but they're not, kind of.
Well, you know,
they're
I got to give it to
him. In the same house.
Divorced or not divorced, kaput or not kaput, together or not together, the way you treat your woman, your ex-woman, your kids watch.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is important.
Yes.
That's very important.
It is.
And so, they have like 100 kids, right? They have
daughters
and a bunch of kids.
They have a whole passel.
A bunch of boys.
He said, happy International Women's Day to the incredibly smart, creative, strong, fierce, and funny women. I'm so blessed to have you in my life. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
He captioned a photo of daughters Stella and Hattie.
Yeah.
And two photos of Tori on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Two Tories. Tutorial. I know that hurt me worse than it hurt anybody listening
painful.
To it. Yeah, it was pretty bad. I'm sorry.
So he ended his Instagram post calling himself a lucky guy.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a lucky guy. He's got a roof over his head. I mean, you know, he's really kind of sucked at the Tori Spelling lifestyle for all of his life.
He's kind of a hanger-oner.
He really is. I can think of one other person who's more of a hanger-oner, and that's Scott Disick. So.
Well, that's true.
You know, and I don't think Scott's done. And I don't think Scott just hangs on to his kids and his woman or his ex-woman. He hangs on to the family and to momager.
Well, it kind of worked out better for him than it did Dylan.
You know, you want to be a fly on the wall.
With a bank account.
Well, no, the Spelling House.
Oh, no, I don't.
You know, what Mama Candy thinks of all of this.
Oh, I think we all know what Mama Candy
thinks. Well, I think Mama Candy, from what I've seen in the past, is not, you know, Tori's not her favorite.
No.
Her favorite is her son. To heck with Tori. Even though Tori brought them joy and grandchildren and millions of dollars on 90210. No, they didn't bring her any debt. They had the money to give her. That's why they haven't given it to her. That's because if the mom had the money to give to Tori, every time she needed a nickel. Every time she needed a nickel.
That's true.
Candy would have no money.
Which I think, good on Candy.
To leave to the other kid. To her brother.
Gosh.
I don't know what the deal is.
Hopefully she takes care of... If she handed Tori everything... Tori would be even more spoiled
Tori would not be able to pick her up, you know, by her own bootstraps, you know, and slay the world.
Well, look at Tori. She just charges it and never pays for them.
Right.
Charge those bootstraps. So rumor swirled last year that the couple's relationship was on the veritable rocks.
The veritable rocks, yes.
First when Tori was spotted without her ring, and soon after admitted that the couple was sleeping in separate beds.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Hopefully she's got a
big
enough
house. Maybe one of them snores.
Yeah, maybe. That's sure. That's it.
Dolly Parton rocks.
Dolly does rock.
Dolly Parton co-hosted the 2022 American Country Music Awards on Monday.
Okay.
So she sparkled and shined in a sequin dress.
Wow.
And turned heads on the red carpet.
Well, of course, she turns heads where she goes. She's a beautiful woman. She's obviously an icon in country music and also in film and television.
And they that dress was paint on her. Dolly looked fabulous the whole night, no matter what she was doing.
Oh my gosh.
So she was also celebrated as the oldest person to host the ACMs at 76.
I'm kind of surprised that they would have her hosted. You know,
I'm kind of surprised as well.
You know, they got Carrie Underwood. They got Blake Shelton. They got who else? They got Kenny Chesney. You know, Dolly Parton is about as country comes. So
that she is country.
We love. We country. All love Dolly Parton, and again, she's a national treasure.
I'm such a fan of hers, and she was also honored by the one and the only Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
who stopped by and moved Dolly to tears.
Oh, wow.
Dolly tried not to cry, as she puts it. She was backstage, trying not to cry her false eyelashes off and slinging snot in every direction in tears.
Now, what did Kelly do? She sang...
She sang, I Will Always Love You.
Oh, yeah. See, and you know what? A lot of people over the years...
standing ovation.
As we all know, song was huge, made huge by Whitney Houston and The Bodyguard in the 80s, in the 90s, and it was the 80s, right? It was the 90s.
Well, Dolly wrote it.
But she wrote it originally, and it wasn't a huge country hit for her. So the songs made Dolly even richer than Dolly could even imagine because she's the songwriter. And as we know, the songwriters get paid all the royalties.
Dolly can buy all the false eyelashes she ever wants.
Sling all the snot she could ever want to do. So good. So Kelly sang that for her. And I know that Dolly's actually performed duets of that with other people over the years at different award shows and stuff like that.
Like Vince Gill.
So it's like, you know, it's like this is probably her biggest crowning achievement, even though she's got this huge, you know, catalog of country music.
But, and
you know,
Dollywood.
And Dollywood. And she's Dolly freaking Parton. But... you know, I Will Always Love You will be the thing I think we're all going to remember her for. That's crazy.
It's a beautiful song. I got to say it in her boobs.
And her boobs. Well, yeah, that's true.
I was starting to watch Dolly Parton when I was a kid. She was on the...
Porter Wagner Show.
She was on the Grand Ole Opry with Porter Wagner.
Yeah.
And her white boots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, she's freaking awesome. Yep. And so this isn't just the Who Cares news. It's the I Care news.
You care. We all care. About Dolly.
And so the event wasn't totally free of mistakes. She accidentally pulled a Steve Harvey.
Oh, she did.
And she called her co-performer Kelsey Ballerini. She called her Kelly.
Oh, well, that's easy enough. Kelly. She's 76.
Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, come on. We got to give her a little bit of a pass on that one. You know what, though? I was just looking at my Instagram. You know, posted a... totally unrelated, a really photo. It was Halle Berry.
The one you just showed me where she has, flesh-colored underwear on.
She has flesh-colored underwear. Let that just sit there for a moment. I'm letting that ruminate in my
head.
And
a t-shirt.
Oh, she had a t-shirt on, yeah. She's covered. She's covered. Okay, more Who Cares tomorrow.
Here, let me get you some tissue.
Stop it.
Wipe the drool.
Stop it. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.